Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's curd and law.
Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
The schedule is probably the most important schedule release for the Packers in I don't know how long. And the reason I say that is for the Packers to build confidence, they really could use a couple of not so great teams on their schedule to start the season. Like, the one thing you don't want is you don't want like two or three mega teams at the start of the schedule, and all of a sudden you're 0-3 and look lost, right? What you would like to see is give me the Bears early. Like, I'll take that. Give me the Vikings early. I'll take that. Like, give me some lesser teams early in the schedule to build the confidence. You know, if we're through four, the Packers are 3-1, and Jordan Love's got 12 touchdowns to two picks, all of a sudden, you know how big confidence is in sports, right? All of a sudden, you're beating your chest. You're like, that's right, we're here, let's go. And now if you lose a game to a mega team, it's not overblown. Everybody's not freaking out necessarily at the end of the day. I think the schedule release is big for the Packers.
Oh, man, I'm actually glad that you said that, because and it's really big as well, because I'm thinking like, okay, I'm going to crap on the team, but they're 4-1 to win the division just from like betting, you know? But if they start 0-3, they're going to be like plus 700, plus 800, because I completely agree with everything that you're saying. I mean, if they start the season 3-1, you know, beating up on mediocre to bad teams, like you said, you have all the confidence in the world. Also, you have a locker room that's fully bought in, where maybe like somebody like David Bakhtiari isn't fully bought in since his boys in New York now. And, you know, like the vets on the other side of the ball too, like Kenny Clark. I completely agree. Preston Smith, it gives you something to play for. If you start off and you're getting just destroyed, you know, like you start off against the Eagles, you know, or Dallas, teams like that, going to be a long year. So I completely agree with everything that you just said. You want to start, I would love Bears week one.
Yes.
Justin Fields against Jordan Love week one. That's the way that it should be. I'll take Minnesota week one.
Yep.
Me you know,
too. Totally fine with it.
I'll take Detroit week one.
Yes.
Jordan Love's already seen that defense. Yeah, I'll play it. And I do have a feeling that it's probably going to be, I have a feeling we get, if I was a betting man, Bears Packers week one.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.